mobile?
They're running around in that heat. W22T stationary.
Versus it's 77 degrees.
Yeah, right. You expect me to believe that? Ain't gonna happen.
I just pulled out of the garage. What are you up to, old man?
Just sitting here doing some stuff on the computer, trying to get caught up on a few things and waiting on a call back from somebody. So, you know, minor things like that to go on this time of year with the events I'm trying to schedule.
Put a sprinkle here. And I discovered I didn't have a few components for what I'm doing, so I'm going to run down to the store by the Pizza Hut and see about getting them.
Is it down there by the Pizza Hut?
Golf Uniform November store.
Maybe you'll find what you're looking for down there, and I'll at least keep enough to keep you out of trouble anyway.
I hope so, Rusty. Oh, I just went home and had a couple of brownies and sat around Bernice and had a cup of coffee and watched Gunsmoke. And then went down and started to mount this scope. And lo and behold, the grandson didn't think to buy any rings with the scope. So gotta go get some.
That'll be something to keep you out of trouble the rest of the day.
Car, I was going to drive the truck, and I thought, well, six of one, half dozen of another. I just got the truck washed, so I thought, might as well leave that there. Boy, with all this heat, I'm telling you, that storm yesterday was a bugger. We got 2 inches of rain in about 30 minutes.
More rain than I did, because all I got was a half inch of rain out of that yesterday, so, you know, that's what it is sometimes. You get what you get, and you just have to accept it and go with the way things are, you know?
It's pretty high. The storms can get very violent. I don't see any really tall thunderclouds, but it's different up here than it was in Kansas. In Kansas, the bad fronts that come through, and they were in a big long line. Around here, they just pop up.
That they do. Just out of the middle of nowhere, suddenly you're being inundated. And, but that's what happens. You just have to deal with it and hope you got the right things to deal with it, you know?
I turned HF on last night for a little while, worked two stations, and without my log in front of me now, I can't even remember who it was, Rusty. Nothing exotic, but just two different stations. I was trying to think of them, but Bernice is down in the basement, but she's sewing, so she can't look at my log. I keep a paper log as well as a computer log. But I was a little leery of it with the storms being what they were. So I keep the radar screen up on the computer at the same time that I keep the QRZ and such.
Wise thing to do. And that'll keep you out of trouble, you know, and keep you from having things that happen that you don't normally expect to happen. So, you know, it is what it is, and you just deal with it, and hopefully everything comes out right, you know?
I keep another window screen open at the same time. I got three or four other programs running in relation to ham radio, but, just never know what these guys are going to do.
Mine had come today, but he hadn't yet, so I'll have to go back out in a little while and check it out and see what I get or anything. According to that thing I get every day, it says I should have 4 pieces of mail showing up today.
And it's usually pretty accurate. Once in a while, mine shows up with some mail and it won't be there, and then the next day, it's there.
That occasionally, too, like the other day, it said I was going to get certain pieces of mail and they were going to do here on such and such a day. Well, they didn't show up. But the next day they showed up. So, you know, it just takes a while to get there sometimes.
Junk mail, I don't see how they do it. If they drop that, they'd probably be better off. But they're probably making money from that, too. We bought some of them forever stamps at Sam's the other day. And so we got stamps for quite a while now.
Some of those, and I keep some of those on hand. So, you know, I've got stamps there to do things and everything. But lots of stuff I'm sending these days is all electronic, so I don't have to worry about having a postage stamp.
That way mostly, but there's a few things. Well, like I signed up with Duke Energy to pay the electric bill automatically, and got that all set up working. And the lady assured me that they would tell us in advance when that was going to be deducted from the checking account. In the very first month, it was about a month off, so they had plenty of time to take care of it. They did not. They just took it out and never notified you. Well, Bernice takes care of the checkbook. She don't like that. So I just called them up and said, you didn't keep up with your end of the deal, just cancel that, and we'll just mail it in every time.
Time you can do that. That's why I just do online and just pay mine online, and also, and it, you know, I get a little notice that says you've got this coming due on this date, and I just automatically go online and pay it, and which means I need to go pay my late bill right now. And they're projecting that my bill is going to be $238 next month.
Pretty good, and actually a little less than what the animal payment plan says. So I'm happy with that. And then at the end of the year, we very seldom owe anything extra. It usually just evens out. But, of course, during the winter months, ours goes higher because we keep it warmer than the average bear.
And mine goes up some too in the winter. And but I've been getting bills in the 127, 137 range. The one for last month was is 157.46, and I'm getting ready to pay that right now.
So ours was like 150 something, I think, but. We also are cooling the basement, Rusty, so you actually, instead of 1,400 square feet, you're cooling 2,800. And I keep a 18-inch circulating fan going, and I keep a dehumidifier going down there. And so it the average level billing plan is 184. And they say next month it's going to jump about $20-some because of their increase that they just got.
Well, that's going to be everything in mind, too. So I guess we'll see what happens next month and get it done. So, and I'm watching the little circle spin around and around. It should tell me in a minute my payment's been made, so I'm ready to go.
That's handy, and we do some, but for the most part, Bernice likes to mail them in. And as long as she's taking care of it, I'm not about to argue with her because she does a fine job.
And awesome. Well, mine is paid for next month. It says my current balance is zero. So I'm taken care of and ready to go on with other things. Anyway, well, let me get, I got to turn around here and get to my other to my other computer, which means I can't reach over and grab this for a while. So let me get started on that. I got to finish putting together an application for a award. I've got everything done. I've just got to get it all packaged up so I can send it on to the awards manager for this area. Anyway, I'll talk to you later, Tom. N0TR, W2T. Talk to you later, 73, W2T.
Okie doke, Rusty. Keep an eye on that weather out there today. This is N0TR, and I'll be clear, because I've reached my destination to 73.